This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will strengthen its military presence in Syria to prevent Islamic State fighters from accessing oil fields and revenue. He says the steps will include some mechanized forces in Syria's oil region east of the Euphrates. He also says Turkey has captured some escaped militants. Meanwhile, NATO is planning to maintain its military support for its ally Turkey, despite anger over its operation in Syria and its ensuing border deal with Russia. The U.S. Justice Department's review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation. AP's Mike Grassi reports.
What was an administrative review of the Russia investigation is now a formal criminal inquiry by the Department of Justice. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity and was not authorized to discuss the ongoing matter publicly. President Donald Trump has repeatedly characterized the Russia investigation as a witch hunt and railed against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Congressional Republicans have long sought answers about how the Russia investigation started in the first place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Investigators say a design flaw, inadequate pilot training, and poor flight crew performance contributed to a Boeing jet crashing in Indonesia last year. VOA's Jeff Custer says Boeing is vowing to prevent the type of crashes that killed more than 300 people in Indonesia and in Ethiopia.
The aircraft maker issued the statement after Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee released its final report on last year's Lion Air crash. Boeing's chief, Dennis Muhlenberg, says the company is addressing the committee's safety recommendations and working to enhance the safety of the 737 MAX jet to, he says, prevent the flight control conditions that occurred in the accident from ever happening again. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For more on this story or any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA.